time, folks. Enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to episode 35 of Saturday Matinee Theater, brought to you by your friends at the Long Box Crusade. We're here in jolly old England in our recording studio set up at 221B Baker Street. I am your host, Jared Ulrich, the yard sale artist, also known as Death Probe. And joining me as always is the Watson to my Sherlock, Pat Sampson, a.k.a. DJ Christatos. How are we feeling today, Dr. Christatos?
Oh, were you talking? I gotta let me get this cotton out of my ears.
There's a bit. Clever. He's so clever. Are you got more? Is that it?
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, you're talking to me? Well, then, you know.
Did you want more? Shut up.
I'm kind of changing my name. Instead of DJ Christatos, I would be preferred to call Aunt Lottie.
You don't get two bits in the opening segment. You don't get two bits.
Well, you asked.
He did his bit and he took my bit.
All right, I'm deleting that bit. I'm
fine, whatever. You can have it. You have that bit. That bit's so old.
Also joining us is the Mycroft to my Sherlock, my older, wiser brother, Jason the Weasel Skull Ulrich. And how are you today, Jason?
Don't hit me again. I'm sorry. Don't hit me again.
Hit you in the face, and then it makes the small of your back hurt. I can't explain that, but we also have with us our favorite constable, Delvin the Dark Web Wilkins. Sadly been missing from a few episodes lately, but, you know, how do you do, Bobby Wilkins?
You might know me as Bobby Wilkins, but the world at large, they know me as Agatha Silverhands. That's me. I mean, because, like, people, it just would come across as more friendly. That way people will be more willing to accept my advice.
Perfect. Well, we got a guest. We have a return guest, I believe. You've been to Baker Street before, haven't you, Ryan?
This ain't Ryan. It's Irene Adler.
Oh, goodness. The Irene Adler of our show, Ryan Daly from Fire and Water Network's Cheers Cast, Batman Nightcast, and other crap. Is that correct?
Other crap launching in 2020.
Welcome back to 221B. You have been here before, right?
I have been here several times.
Okay. Yes. Yes. I knew you'd been to the show. I just couldn't remember if maybe you were all Mongo or if you'd been here in the 221B. I can't keep up.
I've been to both. I jump all over the place.
Do you have to move boxes for Pat when you go to the various locations?
Yeah. Sometimes he's my temp help. Yeah.
Oh, God. So we already know.
It's when he dresses me like one of the shark men. That's when I have the problem.
I said if you wanted to make a little extra money on the side, Ryan, why do you earn this? You know, it helps for the advertisement. People see you in that. They're like, wow, that guy's pretty sharp looking.
Keep your $5.
Oh, my goodness. Well, since Ryan's been here before and we've gotten all the pleasantries out of the way, we're just going to jump right into the show. And what is this show, Pat? Take it.
Well, Jared, I'm glad you asked. Saturday Matinee Theater is a retro review, sometimes index show, brought to you by the Long Box Crusade, where we'll be taking you back to the past with some potentially overlooked retro awesomeness in the realm of television, movie serials, or films. Basically, if it's vintage and it's kind of forgotten, we're going to dig it up. On this episode, we'll continue our indexing of all 39 episodes of the 1954 television series Sherlock Holmes. 1954's Sherlock Holmes was produced by Sheldon Reynolds. It starred Ron Howard as Sherlock Holmes and H. Marion Crawford as Dr. Watson. So take off your deerstalker cap, light your pipe, get cozy by the fireplace, and let the soothing violin music of Mr. Sherlock Holmes whisk you away in the past. But don't forget to put on that icy hot for that sore back.
Beautiful, beautiful. Never let us down.
Never, never. So enjoyable.
Ryan, what did you play the last time you were here?
My first time on the show, I think I brought the spoons. Last time, I think I brought a guitar to try and compete with old Ben.
That's right.
Who I believe is just a crazy old man. This time I brought like my favorite crazy instrument that I learned about at the World Cup several years ago. Uh-oh. The vuvuzela.
Oh, no.
It's a vuvuzela.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, but go ahead and play some for the audience. That's enough.
Oh, my ears, my freaking ears.
I'm curious how that sounded myself.
Yeah, I remember that from the World Cup, and everybody got them, and it sounded like just like buzzing bees throughout the entire
I thought something was wrong with my screen.
Cats are all wandering around, all confused.
Did Ryan do it yet? Can I take the cotton out of my ears?
Yeah, he's done. You missed it.
Okay.
Save us, Delvin.
Episode 25 was titled The Case of the Violent Suitor. The original air date was 18 April 1955. The director, Steve Previn, the writer, Lou Morheim, guest stars Archie Duncan as Lestrade, Marie Sinclair as Susan Deering, E. Micklewood as Jack Murdoch, Brooks Kyle as Alex Dougal, and Raleigh Bester as Tilda. As a reminder, all 39 episodes are available on YouTube. We highly encourage you to watch this episode before proceeding with this podcast, because not only is it just more fun that way, but Jared is about to give a synopsis about this episode, and then we're going to discuss it. So there are probably some spoilers heading your way. Again, if you haven't watched this episode, we recommend you pause here, go check it out on YouTube, and then come back to join our discussion. And at only 26 minutes per episode, it's not really that big a time demand. For those of you who are watching along with us, we'd love to hear your insights. Don't forget to comment about the show on Twitter using the hashtag #I'm following Holmes. Jared.
#I'm following Holmes.
Jason.
#I'm following Holmes.
Pat, get the cotton out of your ears. Pat.
#I'm following Holmes.
Ryan. Everybody, #I'm following Holmes. And with that, let's turn it over to Jared for the episode summary.
Like so many times before, a desperate man arrives at 221B, looking for help from Holmes and Watson. This time, the man is Alex Dougal, an advice columnist for the newspaper who writes under the name Aunt Lottie. And Alex is showing signs that he's recently taken a pummeling from the fists of a man. And that man is Jack Murdoch. As Alex explains to Holmes, in a flashback, of course, Murdoch accosted Alex in his office at the paper. Murdoch was irate because Alex, as Aunt Lottie, had advised his fiance, Susan Deering, try to keep up, to call off their pending nuptials. And she heeded the advice and canceled the wedding. Murdoch threatens Alex into going to see Susan in order to get their marriage back on track. It's at that meeting that Alex falls for Susan and the feeling seems mutual. But Alex can say nothing for fear of death at the hands of Murdoch, so he asks Holmes and Watson for help. But what is the mystery here? And will Holmes solve it in time to save a disastrous wedding? And why does Lestrade run approximately 70% slower than Holmes and Watson? Tune in and find out. Seriously, they were outpacing him ridiculously.
It's probably that heavy-ass pea coat that he has. It looks like 30 pounds.
He was like clumsy too, man. Just...
Well, let's get into it with the highs and the lows. And we will start with Delvin, the dark web. What you got? High or low, round one.
Let's start with that bit at the beginning. That's funny. That was just genuinely funny. And you can imagine Holmes is just, you know, playing his best and thinking that he's entertaining his friend. And he never would have known it had the guy come in for the mystery. That whole bit was absolutely aces.
Indeed, indeed. I got many a chuckle out of the first half of this film, but I don't want to steal anybody's thunder. So, Pat, what about you?
I really enjoyed that bit as well, too. And then I'm like, the minute Holmes said, oh, well, why don't you tell me about it? I'm like, oh, no. Here we go.
Here we go.
Flashbacks. 2 weeks.
At this point, all they need to do is just kind of like cast their eyes up into the right, like, if only I knew a few days ago.
But you know what? It wasn't a bad way to flashback. So I enjoyed that opening there.
Jason.
I'm going to throw out a low. I didn't think there was much mystery here. I think we all kind of knew what was going on. So I didn't really get my mystery hunger sated. Wanted a little bit more.
That's fair. They didn't really, they kind of squeezed the mystery.
The twist that they put on.
Yeah.
Well, you can bring it up on your next turn.
That's how that twist.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we can't discuss. I can't discuss your point. Fine. You know what? I'll keep my point to myself. Your point doesn't deserve discussing.
No, I did like the twist. There were elements that I liked. I really enjoy the ones that have a good mystery, and I just felt this one was a little lacking. That's all.
Our guest, Ryan the Dark Web Bailey.
I'll start with my first low, which is that on the two previous episodes that I guested on, they both guest starred Eugene Deckers.
We let you down.
Once I found out he wasn't in this episode, I was like, I ain't watching that.
No Harry Crocker, boo.
Yeah, exactly.
No Wilkins.
I think to get the point where Jason was going, and I kind of agreed with him, it's like the situation was not presented to Holmes and Watson as a mystery. Holmes figured out there was a mystery that nobody else was even paying attention to. He's exactly, like, oh yeah, there's this other thing with his dead father. It's like, wait, what?
I got a clipping here in my bookshelf.
that's not why the guy came to Holmes' office. Like, well, why did he come to Holmes? It's like, this is not the person to go to. Go to the police. Like,
or go to Watson, the guy that actually could throw some hands, you know?
Yeah, so my first big low is just like, the absence of Eugene Decker is just, I was like, eh.
He probably just escaped from this episode. And with that bad joke, back to you, Delvin.
I actually kind of like how Holmes solved the mystery. I mean, it was something that he had already suspected, but rather than do a whole lot of deduction, he just did a pretty clever thing of where he took a volatile situation, shook it up, made it a little bit worse, and kind of let the mystery solve itself. And I thought that was pretty cool. He had a theory about what went on. He tested the theory in a relatively harmless way and just a few gunshots in the air. And that kind of set everything in motion. I thought that was pretty interesting.
You gotta love the 1800s. Give me your gun there, copper.
Okay. Here you go.
Jeez, Lestrade. Trusting, man.
Yeah, or for that matter, Lestrade was pretty much just like sort of popped on as like, Holmes, what's the zany adventure we're in? What?
I don't know, but give me your gun. Okay.
Okay. Sure. Police, you're the commissioner. You pop the Mentos.
And speaking of the fresh maker, Pat, what you got?
I thought it was funny how Aunt Latte went down like a sack of potatoes.
Twice.
Yeah. Alex Dougal not good in a fight.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dale Arden could have had more resistance.
Yeah.
I mean, he really only faints
once in an episode.
Was it me or when they mentioned what her father, what was her father's name?
Mr. Deering.
Mr. Deering. You know, did you know he has gold mines in Africa?
You waited all week to do that.
Yes,
that
was a good one. Good one, Pat. Good one.
You just pass it to Jason when you're done with all of
it. Don't pat yourself on the back.
Oh, just
hashtag
one.
Good one, Pat.
Good one, Pat. Good one.
Hashtag Africa.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. We'll pass that over to Jason.
Well, we talked a little about how Lestrade needs to do a little more cardio. That's kind of a low for me. I didn't like how they made him look like a buffoon. I mean, he always kind of plays a little foil off of Holmes, but it seems like they took him into oafish territory on this one, wrapping him all up in the badminton net. I don't know. I have a lot of respect for Lestrade, and it was tested on this episode, and I didn't like that.
That's fair. That's fair. Kind of turned him into Laurel and Hardy there for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't like that.
Ryan, you get to close out the official rounds, my friend. Make it a good one.
Well, I liked that the little tie-in that the bad guy was battling Jack Murdoch in his temper. You know, he's Daredevil's dad, you know, and he was throwing hands at this guy. And then, you know, somehow he escapes prison, goes to America and becomes a boxer, and ends up raising Matt Murdoch in Hell's Kitchen. So I like that little synergy.
Well played. Jack Murdoch makes his first appearance more than likely here. Does anybody else have any burning highs or lows that we didn't get to? I know Pat likes to make sure he reads every one of his notes. Did you scratch through the Africa bit? Is that?
Yes, yes. I got through that. And we mentioned, okay, slow running. Yep. Yep. What I found interesting, though, is that Douglas made a mention of about the new Dr. Freud.
True.
I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then I took a little bit to think about it. Okay, this is 1950-something. So, yeah, you know.
Well, it's 1890-something, actually.
Well, yeah, you know.
So, you thought it was interesting?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
Well.
He's doing a Freud bit. I get it.
Well, Delvin, I'm glad you asked. You see.
Jason got nervous because he thought he was going to have to start remembering the line that came before the line.
It all started.
This was interesting?
Yeah. You see, Delvin, it all started back about 2 weeks ago. I was there.
Oh, we're doing a flashback on our own show. No.
No.
Wait.
No.
No. Take your flashback. Show back, Jared. Take it I'm back. Done.
All right. Anybody else burning thoughts on the episode?
This is going to be a first for me, but I wrote a note down here. I wrote SD. Does anybody remember why I wrote SD?
He's nuts. 2 for 2. Hey, bang.
Is this a serious question?
It's a serious question. I wrote SD in quotations.
Susan Deering?
Deering, yes. Oh. Because they mentioned that.
Okay.
And it was hanging over the fireplace. I think they had like a family emblem with the letters in it.
All right.
We'll let it dish it out.
Okay. I was just curious. So I was like, why did I write that in there?
Because Aunt Lottie got the letter from SD.
That's true.
Okay.
SD.
Ooh, good detail, Pat.
All right. That might be what it was.
See?
Well done,
flashback.
Pat. Well, with that flashback fulfilled, let's move into the fun facts with Jared. And let's talk about Marie Sinclair, who played Susan Deering on this episode. Marie Sinclair was a pioneer for women on TV. She was the first woman to sign a multi-year television contract. 7 years with CBS, where she starred in multiple programs, including Arrowhead with Charlton Heston, where she earned an Emmy nomination. And her great-grandniece, Christy Clark, continues to act in Hollywood to this day, appearing on shows like Wonder Years, Seventh Heaven, and Step by Step.
I don't think those shows are on anymore.
Well, she's in other stuff, but those were the most famous shows when I looked at her IMDb. Those are the ones I was like, I know those shows.
TGI Friday.
She's still working. What's that?
TGI Friday. That's what Step by Step was on.
That's right. You know what, boys? Time to get our ratings done. Let's get those pipes out. Everybody get your pipes out. Everybody gets 5 pipes. Nobody trusts Pat with your pipes. We all know the rules. Everybody get your pipes out. And our rating system works like this. If you give it 5 pipes, that means you love this episode. 4 means you thought it was very good. 3, you thought it was just good. And 2 was like, nah, it's just okay. And 1, I did not like it. We'll start with our guest. 1 to 5 pipes, Ryan Daly.
I'm only giving this one a 2. I'm giving this one a pretty low grade. And I didn't mention it, but there was just something it kind of put me off from the beginning with coming in with introducing the character, writing as the letter comes to the Aunt Lottie. And there just seemed to be this kind of like snickering of the man doing the lady's job. I never got the sense that they were going for necessarily like a gay joke or a suggestion of that. But the fact that his performance was a little bit softer, a little bit not quite effeminate, but borderline there, it kind of gave me the impression like they were sort of like making fun at the subject, and it just kind of, I don't know, I was just a little bit bothered by it. So there were a lot of elements of the episode that I liked and that I was entertained by, but overall just that whole thing right from the beginning kind of made me like, nah. The lack of Eugene Decker's really just, I mean, that's all. Like, you're not getting higher than the 3, so
I understand. No Eugene, no 3 or up.
Ryan, are you gonna? Can I take those three from you then?
No,
I'm just helping clean up already.
Wait till the next time we're on Mungo.
Okay.
Well, all right. Let's move on to Delvin.
This seems like another one of those shows where the guest wasn't necessarily a fan of it, and I kind of was. I at least enjoyed it well enough. And again, there was enough bits that made me laugh on it, and they so over dramatized. You know, Aunt Lottie got. When he got punched like twice, and how he just, I just thought it was hilarious.
Ryan didn't like that.
Like, I do understand where he's coming from with that, because at least he did get redemption at the end by decking the dude down the stairs. So there was a little bit of a redemption song there for Alex slash Lottie. So I would give it a 4. I liked it.
We'll go to the Weasel Skull.
I'm going to land somewhere in the middle. I know I brought up kind of two lows during our rating, but I did enjoy it. It kept me engaged. There was quite a bit of humor in there. This one was hard for me to score, so I'm just going to hit right in the middle and give it a 3.
Fair enough. DJ Christados.
I'm going to be with Delvin. I'm giving this a 4. I really enjoyed it. I think it's just because it was more of a funner episode. There was just a lot of hijinks going on that I found hilarious and really enjoyed that part of it. Like Jason said earlier, the mystery, you know, he kind of figured that out, but that's all right. I wasn't expecting Holmes to do what he did. I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool. And then, just to see them run was funny.
And I'm going to join the 4 train because with Jason, it's very middle of the road on the mystery, but the fact that it made me laugh out loud multiple times really, really helped me out and bumped me to a 4. So we got some 2s, some 3s, some 4s. It probably averages out to where it should be. All right, Jason, if you'll hand me over the mailbag.
There you go. That.
Thank you. And digging in here a little bit to see what we've got. Some nondescript packages in here, all addressed to Christados.
Okay. Yep. Yep. Ryan, you don't mind taking them and moving them once we're done here, right?
Just give me my shark fins back.
Yep. Okay. Yep. No problem.
All right. We are thrilled to kick off these comments with special shout outs to our Crusaders Club members. And these are the fine folks who have joined our crusade. They enjoy discounts from my online store, which is the yardsaleartist.bigcartel.com. Buy something, won't you? Early access to our special long box episodes. You get to vote on show content. We give away a lot of stuff. So check it out. These are the people that are reaping those benefits and giving some much appreciated support to the show.
Thank you for being a friend.
Bill from the Bat Pod.
Blast It or Stash It.
Bob Buster.
Braxton Underwood.
David Collins.
Thought Awaken. Gene Hendricks.
Gerald Green.
I, the Collector.
Ivor Evans.
Joe Thomas.
John and Maggie. He knows what he did. Mm-hmm. Hey, Maggie.
Jose Polo.
Maxwell Traver.
Miranda W.
Paul Flanger Hicks.
Reggie Hancock.
Rick from Jeff and Rick Present.
Ronald Wendt.
Ross Michaud.
Ryan Daly.
Serendipity.
Samantha Maney.
Sean Urbanski.
Steve Cronin.
Toronto Cop.
And if we miss anyone on our list, we apologize. Please keep in mind that we record these episodes well in advance of release. So if you're a recent addition to the club, we'll be happily adding you soon. But no worries, you can let us know if we missed you by sending an email to contact@longboxcrusade.com. Please address it to Aunt Lottie. We will get it straightened out. So you might be asking yourself, how do I become a Crusaders Club member?
I'm not wondering that.
Ryan's not wondering. He's a member.
I finally am. You finally guilted me. I guilted my way onto this episode.
I'm trying to become a member here.
Anybody else want to know? Anybody but Jason?
I do.
Okay. Well, it's simple, Delvin. You head over to patreon.com. You search Long Box Crusade. For as little as $1 a month, you'll get access to the amazing world of the Crusaders Club. So come check it out. There's lots of benefits, I assure you. You know what? It's not necessarily a Crusaders Club benefit, but you know what I love to do, guys? I love to do listener raffles. Yeah, I'm dropping one of those on you.
No way.
Yeah, that's right. If you're listening right now, you have a chance to win. Today's Holmes episode was pretty darn funny. And you know what else is pretty darn funny and Sherlock Holmes related? There's a little movie that came out in the late 80s called Without a Clue, starring Michael Caine and Ben Kingsley. It's very funny, and it's Sherlock Holmes. And I have it sitting right in front of me on DVD. So if you want to be entered for a chance to win that, just comment on the Twitter or Facebook posts regarding this episode with #WithoutAClue. Once again, that's #WithoutAClue, and you will be entered to win this Sherlock Holmes comedy DVD. I love this movie. I hope you guys love it as much as I do. Anybody here seen it before?
Mm-mm. I have not.
I haven't seen it. I think it does pay to listen to the mailbag, though. So
that's right.
That's a lesson I'm learning today.
We've rewarded the people who have hung in with us this far. Again, hashtag without a clue. You'll be entered to win that. We love listener raffles because these are the people who are actually listening. They get to win stuff. All right, let's get back to it. If you don't have any extra scratch lying around, but you want to help us out here at Longbox Headquarters, please take a minute to write a review on iTunes for this podcast. We really appreciate it. We want to hear your feedback. If you want to keep it short with star ratings, we'd prefer 5 of them, but we'll take what we can get. And we will happily share any reviews you give us on the next show. But with that, let's get into our shares, likes, and retweets. We're going to be looking at shares, likes, retweets, and some comments from episode 33, which was our last Holmes episode where we did the case of the night train riddle, where I heard that either the kid was on the train or he was off the train. Those are your two choices.
Duh.
Also, clowns are just weird, but let's get into the shares, likes, and retweets. And Jason, kick it off for us, please, sir.
Up first is Aaron Headmoss.
And we keep continuing to leave our wallet with this person, El Sedano.
Get it. Austin Kuykendall.
Kathy Coyle, welcome.
Chris at BTO and Bat Books.
Let it roll!
Woo! In stereo.
Also, it's a show now.
Clinton Robinson.
That reminds me, throw some scraps down in the basement. It's been weeks.
We haven't fed him in a few days.
Coffee and Comics.
Dave's Comic Heroes Blog.
Fan Film Fridays Podcast.
Gene Hendricks.
Jerry Green.
Green Lantern HG.
Hal Jordan.
Ivan Cooley. I'm just kidding. It's Ivan.
You know what you did.
Hi, Ivan. I need to make enemies with both of them. I take it back.
I don't know what he looks like, but I would just go with Studly Ivan Chedley.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
That sounds like a good wrestler.
Yeah, it does.
John Riley.
Joseph Pessel.
Katherine Roach.
Kirk Spencer.
And I'm fortunate enough to get Professor Frenzy. It's a show.
Radioactive Dinosaur.
Ranger Gord.
Ryan Daly. Hey, it's you.
It is I.
It's a show again. The Hammer Strikes. And random geeky stuff.
Tim Price, come on down. You're the next contestant on Saturday Matinee Theater.
All right. Channeling Christatos.
Ooh, you need a beat?
Unpacking the power of the power pack is a power pack pack. Don't stop.
Beat free. Ooh, acapella. Yeah.
Acapella.
Not bad.
Not bad, though.
Wait, you guys didn't hear the beat?
Oh, I got cotton in again. I'm sorry, Ryan. I keep putting them back in.
Well, let's get into the mailbag itself. Jason, go ahead and grab yourself a letter out.
This is for Green Lantern HG. He says, finally, I'm giving two trophies here. One for BTO and Bat Books. Let it roll!
Let it roll!
For being a great guest, thumbs up. And one for Mr. Connery at Weasel Skull. See, I tell you, the people love it. For unleashing the celebrity voices and rants that made me spill my Coke.
Like a soft drink, or did he buy it from Christophe's?
Don't ask questions. I wouldn't be happy. I think he wouldn't be as happy if he spilled the latter.
Jason won another Hallie. Good for you.
On Mongo, good sometimes for I got a, on Mongo, I have a ray gun that turns it into a liquid form. Never mind.
A Coke and a smile.
You're fired, Pat. All right, Pat, grab a letter.
All right, I'm going to grab one from Sean from Secret Wars and Beyond. And Sean says, I was on the night train once, but I was ready to crash and burn. I never learned.
I'm on the night train. Okay. I love that stuff.
Little GNR.
Is that what that is? Yeah. I missed the train on that one, if you will.
Me too.
And that will take us to Delvin. Grab yourself a comment, sir.
Sure. This one is from Ryan Daly, at Ryan Daly 01. He says, pop, pop, hiss, I'm assuming. And while I don't remember what he's talking about, I think pop, pop, hiss is always the answer.
I'm pretty sure he wrote that comment before he even listened to the episode, and he's like, what am I probably going to hear on this episode?
Also acceptable would have been some bullshit.
I will take one more from GLHG, and it says, come on, guys. This should have been the best moment of the show. It's a punch that even Mr. T would be proud of, and he posted the picture of Watson laying out that dude who was like, I could go to jail for conspiring to kill my nephew? Who knew? And Watson went, dude had a gun, and Watson went and punched him in the face. So that's a point well made, GLHG. Watson once again represented with the fist of cuffs, and I will give the last letter to our guest, Mr. Ryan Daly.
Professor Frenzy said, great episode. Bravo all.
Thank you, Professor.
Thank you. Well, that's it for this episode of Saturday Matinee Theater. If you'd like to hear more from us in the realm of comic books, check out the Long Box Crusade. Pat, where can they find that?
Well, Jason, I'm glad you asked. You can find us on the iTunes, the Google Play, and most podcatchers at www.longboxcrusade.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Long Box Crusade. Back to you, Jason.
Word to your mother. If you want to hear us on our trek through all the James Bond films, check out on Her Majesty's Secret Podcast. Jared, where can they find that?
I'm going to be very quiet because Sean is sleeping in the other room.
Don't wake him.
You don't need to wake Sean up. So if you go to iTunes or Google Play or any of your podcatchers, you can find on Her Majesty's Secret Podcast. You go to www.secretpodcast. I thought I heard a move. Okay. We go www.secretpodcast.com.
Address.
That was just a night terror. He's having a night terror.
Sorry, boys. He's having a flashback there.
Somebody get Connery some warm milk. Cristiano's put some of that special stuff in it.
Yep. Oh, yep. The liquid stuff? Okay.
What I miss?
Here, just drink this. Just drink this a little bit.
Anyway, while he's drinking, www.secretpodcast.podbean.com, or you can hit us up at Twitter at OHMSpod. We talk fun Bond stuff. Back to you, Jason.
So if you'd like to chat with us online, we can be found at Delvin, kick us off.
You can find me at DEE_RAY1977. Pat.
Well, you can find me on the Twitter at Christatos01.
Jared.
I am at Yard Sale Artist. It is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It is all at Yard Sale Artist. Weasel Skull.
I'm at Weasel Skull on Twitter and Jason Albrick on Facebook and Instagram. And let's bring us home with Sean. Give us your tweets.
Who's Sean?
Sorry. It's Sean Daly. It's Ryan's secret first name.
Bring it home with Ryan. Sorry. Ryan, bring us home.
You can find me at Sean Daly.
That's it,
whatever. It doesn't really matter. You can find me on the Fire and Water Podcast Network this Christmas. You can hear me on an upcoming episode of Crusade Mist, but this joke won't make sense until then. But until then, never gonna get it.
Jokes from the future.
A teaser.
They're never gonna get it.
I'm not laughing. Ho hum. Bah humbug. And if you want to interact with us with live chat and be entered to win some free stuff on our live raffles, join us for our next episode of Doing It Live Stream over on YouTube. We do them on the second Sunday of every month, and we always start at 3:30 p.m. Central Time. You can get signed up for that by looking up Long Box Crusade on YouTube. And please subscribe to our channel and click the bell so you'll get reminder notifications for when we go live. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Saturday Matinee Theater. Get your ray gun charged and get ready to throw hands.
Wow, wow.
Thank you, because our next episode will continue our journey through the 1936 Flash Gordon serial, Space Soldiers. We'll see you next episode for Chapter 8, Tournament of Death. The meetup location, Planet Mongo.
Fishmen, sharkmen have caps on their heads.
That's not necessarily true, Pat.
Flash Gordon will fight a bear.
The Hawkmen don't fly.
Maybe a space bear.
Let it roll down the highway.
Before anybody goes, I'm just going to pull up the calendar real quick. Ryan, you can go whenever you want. This is all business stuff at this point.
I feel like I'm entitled.
You're welcome here.
You're always welcome.
Feel free.
So it's going to look like I'm hanging.
Oh. Hey,
Damn it, Ryan. Always got the good stuff, that Ryan.